This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat, Antony Blinken, touched down Wednesday in the Middle East to bolster efforts for a truce in the war in Gaza as Israeli forces pushed on with a raid on the territory's largest hospital. Global concern has mounted over the military conflict now in its sixth month, in which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in response to a deadly attack by its fighters on October 7th. Israel's military said on Wednesday it had killed dozens of gunmen and arrested scores more in a raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Residents of Gaza City in the north described the most intense fighting for months around Al-Shifa. The raid, which began on Monday, sent Palestinians fleeing south. Israel faced fierce criticism last November when troops first raided the hospital. They uncovered tunnels they said had been used as command and control centers by Hamas. Al-Shifa, the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital before the war, is now one of the few even partly working in the north. It has also been housing displaced civilians. Hamas and medical staff deny that the hospital is used for military purposes or to shelter fighters.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A top U.S. official said Wednesday Washington could not predict when a vital $60 billion military aid package for Ukraine would be passed in Congress, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for Western air defenses after a Russian missile attack killed at least five. A fresh round of aerial bombardments by both sides left civilians dead on Wednesday as strikes escalate in the third year of the war.